Treat you like you're a little man.
In attendance, for the millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to suck
it! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, how are you doing? I am here today to let you know I apologize for the sound quality. I am off at a family gift. It is Labor Day weekend, so I'm not home in my beautiful little man cave office studio with my microphone. I am up here in the woods. So, therefore, I do apologize for quality. I've got the icon here with me. And
the icon here. We're having a good time. Hey, and you can't teach that. That never gets old, that saying.
No, I know it does not. And what gets very old is this New Day, these New Day characters here who are now in the ring. With Anderson and Gallows, and you know, I don't know, man. This New Day thing to me is, I understand they're goofy. They're doing like before DX became a heel team in 2000. They're doing a lot of what DX used to do, those funny kinds of skits.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, it's getting old. It's getting sickening, and it's really starting to, you know, for lack of a better term. Since we don't have the FCC, it's really starting to piss me off. And, you know, it really is, and I'm really getting sick of it. I know that Jason, I know Jason will be on soon, and I know he's listening, but I know he likes the New Day, but, man, come on. I mean, please. Just go away.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Who else do they have? I mean, New Day's good in the ring. They're great in the ring, and obviously a huge following and a huge fan base. But I get sick of the antics, and I get sick of, you know, every single time them coming out and just doing something stupid. I would love for them to, you know, just go away. But just not be goofy for once in their freaking life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is this really where the WWE, the WWE tag team division is headed? No, it's not headed there. It's already there, you know? And,
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember, right now they're really starting to act like a bunch of jackasses. You know, I mean, there were tag teams that were jackasses, but not like this, you know. I mean,
yeah, these guys are different, man. It's a totally different animal.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous.
And, you know, I feel like they're good in the ring. I'm just sick of them. I'm not taking away from their talent at all. I'm not saying they're not, you know, a solid team. I just, you know, what really pissed me off was I found myself driving the other day, right? I found myself driving the other day, and I felt myself saying to myself, the WWE tag team. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know? So, oh, that's cool. This is the New Day here, but... They're just goofy, man. I want to see them. I almost want to see New Day go heel and be goofy, but do like dark humor skits. You know what I'm saying? Like if the Wyatts did comedy, like with dark humor, that would be awesome to me. That would be fantastic to me.
Well, you know,
maybe I just have a sick sense of humor, but who knows?
Well, you know, I think them, you know, that would kind of be like the Rock was. You know, he was a heel, but he was comedic. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
The Rock was, you know, the people's champion, and he was raising the eyebrow, and people were chanting with him. He's like, "Don't do that. This is not sing along with the Rock." You know. And people still liked him, but he was a heel, you know.
Of course he was. We do have Jason here with us.
Jason,
what's up?
My man, our bodyguard. It's good to have you.
What's going on, guys?
We had to break into the club because you weren't there to protect us, man. Okay, that was not
so Jason.
What's up?
Well, no, it's fine. Jason, we were doing that fantasy draft, so I really didn't get a chance to ask you much about the beginning of Raw. I liked it. I liked the intensity. I liked the attitude. I liked the passion and the emotion that was in that opening segment from Seth Rollins. And I never thought I'd say this, but I actually kind of liked Seth Rollins' character in the beginning part of that segment.
Yeah, well, that was one of his best. You know, best mic works. He seemed genuinely upset, and I guess we're gonna get a slow build with that Triple H. I thought that would have been like his first feud, but I guess he's gonna get a power shot first.
Well, now, do you believe Stephanie when she said she had no idea that Triple H was gonna come out? Obviously in real life she knew, obviously because it's scripted. But do you think that they're gonna play on this whole thing where Stephanie, it's going to come out that Stephanie was in on the whole thing the whole time, and that this is going to be sort of Rollins versus authority face thing here? What?
Chris, that's three guys dressed up as the New Day.
No, I know. I knew that. And now the New Day is actually in the ring, yeah. But, yeah.
I thought that was really the New Day. Sorry.
No.
But
and you can't teach
you know,
that. You just can't teach it.
You can't teach that.
I mean, obviously, Stephanie had to have known, but she was very genuine on what she said. Now, speaking of the whole deal with, you know, Mick Foley jumping in and making the match, here's one interesting thing. Now, I don't know if you guys heard the newest rumors, but Triple H wants to now fire Mick Foley because he had tweeted about TNA's upcoming pay-per-view.
Same.
Oh, really?
I don't really follow Twitter that much.
Well, he was promoting the new the TNA pay-per-view on his Twitter account, and Triple H found out about it, and he's pissed off about it.
I would be, too. I mean, I don't even know who's on TNA anymore besides, you know, Damian Sandow and a few other old cast.
Well, who the hell cares about Damian Sandow?
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't care about Damian Sandow when he was in WWE.
I mean, you know, when he was Damian Mizdow, I mean, I didn't like him, but now if he would have been Damian Icon now, you know, then that would have sparked my interest. But they refused, they returned the letter as a return to sender. But anyway...
you actually sent him a letter?
Yeah, they should call him up. Damien Icon.
Well,
now.
Why am I not surprised that you actually sent a letter?
Well, I, you know.
Like,
I thought
I'm really not
cool.
Surprised. Maybe I should be, but also then again, maybe I shouldn't be. But anyway.
You know.
So Icon's feeling better, Jason. He's down down a few pounds. Still can't eat solid foods, but he's feeling better, so that's good.
Jason?
Is Jason still with us? That good old New York City cell phone reception. He goes in and out.
Well,
he'll be back on with us.
I was going to make a comment on who is cell phone carriers, but they might be our sponsor someday, so
I don't want them to be our sponsor someday. I just hope if they do become our sponsor, they don't have the same drop rate that they do with their phone calls. we won't go there. Apparently, according to the commercials, they're within 1% of Verizon and AT&T. But anyways, Owens, did Kevin Owens come off like we thought he would? I mean, we've always said Owens was going to be a good heel. I mean, I think all
I wasn't expecting to come off suit, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I think we all agreed that Owens would be a good heel. I just didn't know he would be this good of a heel. I mean, Owens came off as a genuine jackass in this opening segment, and that's kind of what you want out of your heel. I mean, that's what Triple H was. That's what all the best heels were. That's what the NWO was. I mean, you want guys who you can hate as your heels. And now, Seth Rollins, I don't necessarily say that this is a face turn. I really don't think it is. I think Seth is still a heel. Seth is still getting boos. I just think it's the lesser of two evils here. I think it's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, the reason why I think he's starting to turn face is because of the way that he reacted towards Stephanie, okay? And, you know, it's like, okay, I never really have liked Seth Rollins. I always, when the Shield came, I always liked Ambrose. I always liked Rollins. Former Minnesota Viking, I know I keep saying that, but I never did like Seth Rollins in the group. I've always have disliked Rollins. Now I'm warming up to him a little bit because you know my feeling on Kevin Owens, Winnipeg, Manitoba, POS, but, you know, I'm starting to warm up to Rollins. And I'm still, you know, I'm thinking tonight what's going to happen is both him and Rollins are going to come out and help Sami Zayn.
You there?
Get to think about why I got that reception back. Definitely possible, for sure. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, to me, I just feel like Kevin Owens, yeah, he's a very good heel, and he's always, like, to me, going to be a very good heel. I just don't think Seth Rollins is ever going to really be that heel, or ever really not going to be a heel. I just think that, excuse me, you make Seth Rollins a face. And I don't know.
You don't think it'll work as a face?
No, I don't. I think he's gonna suck as a face. I think he's a lot better off as a heel. I think he's just the character and the way he's built and his mannerisms and the whole thing is just screams heel. So. You know, who knows?
You're kind of fading in and out here.
I know,
okay,
I know.
I told
you, I'm out in the woods here. I don't know how it's worse reception, me or Jason. But anyway.
Well, we know why Jason keeps dropping the signal. I mean, you know, but you have an excuse. You're out in the woods there. You guys doing barbecues and stuff?
Yeah, all that fun stuff.
And you forgot to invite me. Believe it, I'm disappointed.
Well, you're, what, a four-hour plane ride?
Yeah.
what is a two-day drive? I think Jason's still on here with us. If not, Jason, I know you can probably hear. I just have to go to a different spot so that I can get the internet cranked back up. So bear with me for a couple of minutes here. Because I hit your little connector thing so you could connect with us, but it's still spinning, buffering. So that means that you aren't on with us at the moment. But if I have my way, you will be. So bear with me here for a second. I think Owens is going to be the heel we all thought
he was going to be. I just don't think he's going to have Rollins, in my own personal opinion. I could be wrong. I just don't think he's going to have Rollins be anything but a heel. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, I think Kevin Owens is going to be more of a jackass heel than he has been. I mean, he's been a heel, but now I think he's going to go over the top with this. And the one thing that I found interesting is that Chris Jericho came out and another Winnipeg POS, and you know, got in the face of the authority and said, "How could you talk to my friend like that?" I thought Jericho was going to turn on him to get a shot at the title, but apparently.
Apparently Jericho is a POS, but he's a loyal POS, apparently.
Yeah.
Let's see, I thought they were going to turn. All right, Jason, I got the internet back. Let's see if I can get Sexual Chocolate back on the line with us here. Hang on. Overall, though, I just in my own opinion, and hey, if they can do it, if the creative team can do it, more power to them. I don't feel like you will ever be able to be successful having Seth Rollins as a face. He's not built that way. That's almost like making Triple H a face. You know, Triple H was a heel. Other than his time in the early stages of DX, he was a heel his entire career. Well, it's the same thing with Seth. I think you got to do it with Seth. I don't think you have a choice. All right, Jason is back here with us now. The J-Man.
Hey,
yeah,
Jason.
I think he could pull off being a face because his moveset are that of a face. You know, high flyer, risk taker. It could work a little bit. And Seth's a professional. I think he could do fine on the mic. But it only works
now,
for someone against, like, Triple H. Other than that, like, once that feud's over, he has to go back to being a heel.
Now, is it me or do the heels never win anymore? Because I mean, Charlotte lost to Bayley, but you remember back in the old days, in order to build up to a pay per view, the heels used to get wins all the time. The heels used to be almost unstoppable heels, and then at the pay per view or something, the face would get like a big dramatic win and this and that. It seems to me like on Raw,
the
face is
constantly
winning.
Doesn't happen anymore. You know, and that started back in the day when Scott Hall and Kevin Nash started coming on WCW. They were heels, and everybody thought that they were going to get their ass kicked at Bash at the Beach. And they were waiting to get everybody was waiting to have their ass kicked except for myself, but it didn't happen. You know, that's when the role reversal started about the heel not getting his butt kicked at pay-per-views anymore. You know, I mean, that always used to be the way it was. The heel was always the slimy, no good individual jackass. Then, you know, now at the pay-per-views, a good guy would prevail and everything, you know, then they move on to another program. Now, you're right. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, and you know, even back in the day, like look at Evolution for instance. Okay, Evolution in 03 was a huge heel group, and they won almost everything. I mean, Triple H.
Yeah,
he lost the belt to Goldberg, but they were almost indestructible. You know, and so the heel groups were always because. You built more heat that way, you know. You built more heat having the heels be, you know, indestructible, and then you know the face getting a dramatic win every once in a while to get the crowd popping if you were down on rating, but the heels were always the top guys after Stone Cold and The Rock and all of them after their days were up. The heels were always the top guys. I think Triple H made. Being a heel popular. I mean, he made being a heel sexy. And now, you know, now the heels, it seems like the heels never win. It seems like it's nowadays being a heel is a bad thing. And, you know,
right.
What I'm anxious to hear, though, what I'm anxious to hear, and I'm hoping it's not the news that I'm thinking. I'm hoping it's actually good news, but apparently Sasha Banks says she has bad news tonight. You're a big social media guy. Do you know anything about this?
I've heard rumors that, you know, she might be out of action for a while. I'm also hearing that I've heard rumors that she might be retiring, and I hope that's not true because, God forbid, we need her. Exactly. Well, they started to say her injury is really that bad. But
yeah,
we'll see. I don't think that's the case. I think she'll probably be out for a while.
She's 24. She can always recover from an injury. I mean, I mean, basically, look at what they did to CM Punk. I mean, if she can still walk, they're still going to put her in the ring, you know? So,
yeah.
Chris, remember the last time anybody ever said they have a major announcement that turned out that they had to retire was Edge, if you recall. I know you should remember.
Oh, Daniel Bryan, too.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Bryan was after him. But, yes, Edge was the first, quote-unquote, major announcement that turned into a retirement. Yes, unfortunately.
Edge only happened right before social media, you know, blew up. No one knew about that.
The only day I've ever cried watching wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, I was close.
Hey, that should be a topic for next week. Moments in wrestling.
You know what? I'll back him up on this. The Ultimate Warrior beat Hulk Hogan because I knew that was the end of Hulkamania for the foreseeable future.
Oh yeah, there was one moment I can't remember, but there was one moment I teared up completely. Oh, that's
what
one,
is Alicia Fox flipping out about?
Yeah.
The hell is Alicia Fox freaking out? She's going
to
shit over here.
The upcoming announcement.
The hotties. Now, what about the Dudleys? I missed the part of Raw. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago where the Dudleys ended up calling it quits. Was that pretty emotional?
That was 2 weeks ago.
I was out there for that. It was kind of like, no one believed it. You know, I felt like there's no way they're going to retire like this. But I heard they're free agents.
Oh, so you think it's a work? Yeah.
I thought it was a work, but it looks like they're free agents. They're not under contract right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just like, you know, it's like, you know, Devon, WWE is losing a lot of, I mean, they're losing a lot of good wrestlers. I mean, not only if it's by suspension or it's because they're making a mistake and following their boyfriend out of the WWE, that would be Paige, you know? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the Dudleys retire, and who do they get to replace them? Bangers? Are you kidding me? You know? I'm sorry, I just had to vent there, guys, but it's...
I feel you. You know, in my opinion, the best tag team on the WWE roster is in NXT. They're the defending two-time champs, the Revival. They need to be called up to the main roster.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll admit, and Chris, I think you're with me on this, I don't watch NXT religiously like
I do
Raw and SmackDown. But, you know, that's where we need your expertise when it comes to NXT. I mean, sure, if I was young as you guys, sure, I'd watch NXT all the time. But, I don't have the time, you know.
I have time, I just don't.
Well, yeah, compared to me, you guys are young pups, as you guys keep reminding me week after week.
I usually catch it like during the week when I'm, you know, nothing else going on. But now with football,
I couldn't even tell you.
You know?
Honestly, I feel bad being like a wrestling host and not knowing this. I couldn't even tell you what day of the week NXT broadcasts are on. You know,
I think Wednesday, 8 o'clock at WWE Network.
That's when I start. I DJ Wednesday night, so I'm always at the bar. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyways, though, Jason, now that we got you here, let me ask you. Let me just grab my notes here for the show. Hold on. Okay, here we are. The notes are as follows. You mentioned putting in Backlash predictions. Now, Backlash is going to be obviously a SmackDown centered pay per view. Do you feel that maybe the two pay per view the two pay per view format is actually going to be bad for the company? Like, I think personally, if I'm thinking about this, I kind of like what they did before. I kind of liked how they had one pay per view a month. You know, 3 hours or however long it was, and both brands were represented, and each commentating team from each different brand called, you know, the different matches, and that was that. You know, I don't necessarily think that having a separate pay-per-view for each brand is what's going to be best for business or is going to even be good for business. I think it's going to sort of take the steam out, because let's say you don't like, okay, let's say you're not a big SmackDown fan. You're not going to watch Backlash. You know, let's say you like the Raw talent better, you know? Or let's say, you know, you are, you know, let's say you like SmackDown better. You think SmackDown's the better brand and the better product. You're not going to watch Clash of Champions, you know? So sure. I feel like they should have one big pay-per-view and promote it that way. And if they have one big pay-per-view featuring both brands, what they can do then is they can have, you know, the different, you know, the different matches, like for instance, if they ever wanted to do an interpromotional type of thing, where, you know, let's say the Shield did link back up, you know, then they would be able to pull it off, because they would have, you know, the both shows represented and both shows would be there and blah 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 blah. So, you know, I feel like They sort of dropped the ball a little bit with the double pay-per-view thing. I liked the idea at first, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's less and less. It's gaining on me less and less, you know? I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
Well, Chris, I agree and disagree with you. If they were to do a dual pay-per-view, you know, they couldn't get it all done in 3 hours. We'd have to have, like, a four-hour pay-per-view, which I'd be fine with. But now that they have two different pay-per-views and you can watch it on the WWE Network and you don't have to pay $40 for each, I like the idea. If they didn't have it on the WWE Network, I would want it as one pay-per-view. But now that, you know, now you got two things to look forward to a month, you know, instead of just one.
I'm kind of like, this is what I like about some of the stuff that they're doing. Let me give you an example. Like Cesaro and Sheamus, their number four match is going to be on Wednesday, and it's going to be somewhere off the network. But eventually they could put it on the network. So that's pretty much what the network's really about. It's about content filling. So I kind of get the two pay-per-views, and I'm pretty sure you guys know that the big four, you know, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, those are going to be 4 hours, where everything else is going to be three. And it kind of helps SmackDown. See, what the advantage SmackDown has over Raw is that SmackDown is 2 hours, and some wrestlers don't have to wrestle every week, as compared to Raw, where they got the 3 hours to fill. But now they got the Cruiserweight division coming up, so you're not going to see everybody every week. So it kind of helps to have the little pay-per-views in between. So I like it. I like the idea.
Mm. Well, yeah, I can see your point behind that. I really can. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it muddles the brand a little bit. Like, for instance, I don't get a chance to watch. I don't get a chance to watch SmackDown. Excuse me. The same way that I watch Raw, because, you know, every other Tuesday is my karaoke DJ night, so I'm at the bar at 7, and I'm there from 7 to 1. So I don't get a chance really to watch it, and then I record it, but then I just get busy during the week and never end up getting time to actually do it. I just read the highlights. You know, so for me,
now, do you guys think
that
they'll kill the pay-per-view status now? Because I remember back in the day, of course, I'm dating myself again. I remember when you know, WCW had 7 pay-per-views a month. Then WWE moved it to 7. Then WWE
the in-house stuff.
Yeah. Then WWE moved it to 10. Then they started doing one a month. And, you know, everybody thought that would kill it, but it worked out. I'm just wondering now if you have there'll be, what, three pay-per-views where it's not separated? Royal Rumbles?
Four.
Four.
Yeah, Royal
okay.
Rumble, four.
WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and WrestleMania, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many total pay-per-views are we going to have?
Well, do the math. One per month is 12.
16.
Two per month is 24.
20 pay-per-views.
And then you take three off of that, 21, yeah. Or four. 20, yeah, 20 pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Very
now,
strange.
Now, do you think people are going to get sick of pay-per-views at this point?
Or do you no. Think I think now with having so many pay-per-views, you don't have to watch every Raw. You don't have to watch every SmackDown, which will help.
Right.
Well, they don't build the same way they used to. Like, for instance, you know, when I was a kid and I missed a pay-per-view, you know, Raw always did that little clip segment in the beginning showing, you know, what happened the night before. But, you know, I knew the storylines coming into the pay-per-views, and I had an idea as to who I thought was going to win it. So when my, you know, win was confirmed, win or loss was confirmed on Raw, I was like, oh, yeah, that's not surprised. You know, I'm not surprised about that because it did such a good job of building it. But then they had ones where I was like, oh, wow, you know, after all that build, they give it to him or give it to her. So, you know, I always liked the idea of the pay-per-view being the be-all, end-all. Like, the pay-per-view being the setup and the, you know, the climax to everything. But I never really felt like pay-per-views were... I thought pay-per-views were necessary, but I didn't think they were the be-all, end-all. I didn't think that they were the end of the world. Like, if I didn't ever watch a pay-per-view, I could watch Raw and be fine, because Raw used to do title changes. Raw used to have some of the big matches. Raw used to have steel cage and Hell in a Cell matches and big stuff. You know, nowadays it seems like you have to wait for the pay-per-view to see anything worthwhile. Whereas back in the day, you know, Stone Cold would win on the pay-per-view. Well, let's just say, for example, Stone Cold would win at the pay-per-view. Or no, Kane. Okay, Kane would win at the pay-per-view. The next night at Raw, Stone Cold would take the belt back from him. You know, whereas now, they win it at the pay-per-view and they hold it till the next one. You know,
it's funny you mention that.
Title change.
It's funny you mention that.
Or they hold it way too much longer than they should, like the New Day.
It's funny you mention that because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton are going to have that rematch, and it's not going to be on the network. It's not going to be on pay-per-view. It's going to be at a house show in Chicago. I think it's in 2 weeks, and there's no advertisement for it other than, you know, the internet and stuff like that. The advertisement.
You mean
the
WWE threw us out of that?
No, they actually put it on their website. They put it on WWE website that it's happening in Chicago, but it's not going to be on the network, and it's not going to be televised.
Like I say, they're going to screw us out of being able to see that.
Yeah.
Well, no. Are they doing that? Are they doing that because in case something like what happened with Lesnar wouldn't happen at SummerSlam, they don't
that's
want
what I'm thinking.
Any more blood
that's
or they don't
I'm
want
thinking.
Any more anything like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. But it's funny how they do things like that lately.
Yeah, that is strange. Because, I mean, that's probably the biggest match you're going to have on your card with the current roster going on right now. So.
Yeah, you're
going
to put that on Clash of Champions on one of those pay-per-views, but guess not.
Yeah. What is going on with this whole Cesaro Sheamus, you know, best of seven? Because, I mean, I thought for sure that, you know, Cesaro was going to win tonight because, you know, Sheamus, he sort of dropped off from what he was. And, you know, now, you know, I mean, Jesus, he's got to win four in a row in order to have any shot.
I think this is where we're going to get I think this is where we're going to get that 0-4 comeback, like the red dot.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think is going to happen. This is the way they set it up. And we know this is going to happen because some of the WWE writers are listening to us right now. Cesaro is going to win the next three, okay? And then the big seventh match will be at a pay-per-view, okay? And
Survivor Series or something, yeah.
Right, and that will end up in a draw. So they'll have to have one more.
Well, here's your girl. So let's do this. Let's tune in here and see what the big announcement is with Sasha Banks. She's what?
No,
I hope she's not retiring.
Well, she certainly doesn't look like she's going to be retiring. I mean, she's walking with a purpose. I mean, she doesn't look ginger at all.
Here's one thing I don't get, guys. Are you guys watching Raw on satellite or on cable?
Cable.
Okay, see, I'm watching it on satellite. So when you guys see something happen, I don't see it for 7 seconds until 7 seconds later.
Oh.
So, like, you guys just said she's coming out. It just came up on my TV now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well,
see, that's
it's not being fed live through. It's you got to get it from a satellite up in space. So I can see why, but that's Well, then we won't spoil it for you. Let's just sit and listen real quick to what the announcement would be, and we'll talk about it afterwards. Those of you who are watching Raw along with us, is the Combat Recap taking you through the end of Raw, brought to you by one of our sponsors, Cage Combat. Let's see what she has to say.
And we love our sponsors, Cage Combat. It's the Icon's favorite sponsor. Next to Maui Madness, of course, and Fantasy Sports.
Uh-oh. Jason, this doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. And she hasn't even said anything yet. You guys are hearing her talk already. You know, that awkward silence.
So,
you know, if she retires, I wouldn't be surprised. All those reckless moves she'd be doing out there in the ring.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think that she would retire this soon, but hey, I could be wrong. I mean, the injury didn't look like it was that bad, but again, neither did Daniel Bryan, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, same with Edge.
Who's the bigger chick, her or AJ Lee?
Who is what?
Who do you think is bigger, bigger stature? Sasha Banks or AJ Lee?
I think she's a little bit bigger. AJ was really tiny.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Hang on. Again, we apologize for the silence. We're just trying to hear the announcement.
Oh, boy.
Generation of women in the WWE. So, to me, it's going to go one of two ways.
No more bra and panty snatches. No more
she's either going to retire right now, or she's going to say, all those things are great, but, you know, and I plan to continue those kind of trends in the future. Let's see.
Well, I miss bra and panty snatches too, but...
Wow, who
sure
doesn't
do miss those?
Who doesn't miss those?
She's going to SmackDown and compete for that six-pack challenge on Sunday?
I'll pitch for Stephanie B. How about that?
This revolution and every mother, every sister, every daughter.
Let's see here. Let's see. We're going to get the announcement here in a minute, hopefully, anyway. She's taking her sweet time.
Well, for me, it'll be a minute and 7 seconds.
Well, here's my thing. Is this really what they're going to end Raw with? Because, I mean, we got 20 minutes left.
Let
we don't have a main event.
Well, no, there's no.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We do have the Sami Zayn match.
And you guys remember Raw's been going over 10 minutes every week now.
That is true.
Because the show after Raw sucks, so.
Well, like CM Punk said, most shows on the USA Network does suck.
I mean, but if she does retire, though, that's not good. It's like...
Well, it'd be great for me. I could go look for her.
Yeah. I mean, that's about as lucky as a bald guy winning a comb, you know?
Hmm. Where's she going with this?
Yeah, she did. That was a great counter. Oh.
Okay. She's not retiring because if this was an actual legitimate injury, this was an actual legitimate injury announcement, an actual legitimate, like, sad thing, they wouldn't be having it be interrupted. So,
yeah.
I think she's fine.
It's me, but Dana Brooks could be a good time at the bar.
Okay.
Unless they're trying to prolong this. Ooh,
what?
I was just wondering who that, I should know who that is that just came out.
Oh, so you're a little bit behind on us, yeah. Dana Brooke.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's definitely somebody's retiring.
That does not look like, yeah. Yeah, I was right. I projected it that the bad news was going to be for Charlotte. That's what I said in the beginning of the show. So she's been cleared. All right, cool. So Bay's not going anywhere. Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, because she was really, yeah.
Jason got nervous there for a minute.
Yeah. I was about to, like, you know, petition WWE, like, what's going on? Everybody's getting hurt.
So now, Kevin Owens is going to face Sami Zayn. That's going to be an interesting match because these two have a history. So, you know, it should be somewhat interesting to see sort of how they work in this match. Those two have always worked pretty well together in the ring anyway. You know, real life, good friends in real life have always put on some good matches. In fact, I would go as far as to say at Battlegrounds, the match with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens was probably the match of the night, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know, guys, I hate to say that, but this whole bad news thing that we just saw, it captivated us to watch it because we thought something bad was going to happen, and they just screwed us on this. So I think that was in very poor taste. Of course, that's just me because, you know, it looked like there was something serious going on. So yeah, I think that was in poor taste. It diminishes.
I think it's genius.
Really?
I think it's genius.
What happened with Daniel Bryan and Edge? You know?
Yeah. But I think it's genius because that's what everybody thought, and everybody's like, oh my god,
yeah.
You know what's happening with Sasha, whatever. And then they pull you in, and then you're like, oh shit, all right, that's cool, you know. So the thing, it's almost like the I don't know the psychological term for it, but it's almost like dangling a carrot in front of a rabbit. It's like you don't want the conclusion you think is going to happen, and then at the end the conclusion you wanted the whole time ends up happening, and you're like, yes. You know, you're like, in the wise words of Twitter, YASSSSS. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I'm with it. I'm with what happened. I mean, yeah, it was sort of a slap in the face to everybody who was actually concerned, but that's what I want. I want the WWE to have a little bit of that edge to them. I mean, pun intended. I want them to have a little bit of that edge. I want them to have a little bit of that, you know, because that was very Attitude Era-esque. You know, you didn't know what the hell was going to happen, and now you know, that they did that, you're like, oh, all right, cool. They're not being pushbacks anymore. So that was good for me. I enjoyed that. Poor taste or not, sometimes I like things that are in poor taste, you know, and trust me, I guarantee you they ran that by Daniel Bryan. They ran that by Edge. They ran that by everybody and said, hey, you know, I know you guys had big announcements, blah, 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 but, you know, if we were to go out and do this and play this off this way, would you guys be cool with it? You know, especially with Daniel Bryan being one of the leading figures now, guarantee you they ran it by him at some point.
Okay. Well, yeah. Now I'm fine with it. Okay. All right. Because you
have to Well, I mean, you don't have to be fine with it. I don't want all of us to agree on everything all the time. I'm just telling you why I'm fine with it. You can have what your own opinion is. I'm cool with that.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that when, you know, it was kind of, the way you just kind of explained it, and I call that icon ease, is the way that you explained that. It makes me understand it a little better because I didn't understand
okay.
until it was explained to me the way that you explained it.
Oh, nice. Okay. See, I told everybody I should be a teacher at some point. But anyway, yeah, so I'm with it. And again, this is all part of the Combat Recap brought to you by Caged Combat, taking you through the end of Raw every week, as we do. And, you know, we're just waiting now for the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens match. Guys, do you think that there's going to be some sort of a Seth Rollins and or Triple H interference in this match?
I think it's going to be Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns coming out.
And so they're going to come back out as sort of a two-person shield, per se?
Something like that. Did Jason drop off again?
Let me check the blog talk here. Hang on. Let me get a Mick picture. Ba-da-da-da-da. Let's see. Where's he at? My internet is... faulty,
Jason,
so
I want to get a landline.
Yeah, something. No, he's here. He's here with us. Right, Sexual Chocolate?
Jason?
Yeah, he's here with us. Say
you
hi.
Guys hear me?
Yeah.
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
We can now.
So in this match, Jason, is there going to be something that you is there going to be a Triple H or Seth Rollins or some sort of an interference here in this match?
Maybe just Seth Rollins.
You don't think Seth Rollins?
No, we won't see Triple H until Clash of Champions.
How about
Roman
Reigns?
Why did they change it from Night of Champions? I kind of like Night of Champions.
Remember, now there's two brands, so you don't have all the champions on one show anymore.
That's true.
That's true.
I guess.
And Clash of Champions used to be a WCW thing.
That was WCW version of Saturday Night Main Event.
Yeah, because Clash of Champions used to run once every couple months on TBS. And then when Eric Bischoff took over, he had... because they were giving away those matches for free.
Jason, has the belt grown on you at all, or do you still hate it?
It's grown. It's growing on me. It's not as tall as I once thought it was.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now
I
that I've seen it a couple times. Huh?
You don't like it, Icon? Yeah,
Even now that you've seen it a couple times, it hasn't grown on you at all?
Well, there's just something about it looks like a red leather purse.
I see it. Yeah, yeah. I could definitely see it. I see your point. I don't know. I think Owens is it's fitting for him. He wears a lot of red anyway, so it's fitting in my opinion. I think.
And I guess Owens wearing it makes me hate it even more.
I love how Chris Jericho is doing the running joke, talking about you're the longest reigning Universal Champion. I was chuckling out my seat when he said that.
You were chuckling?
I'm telling you, I smell a Canadian DX foreman, I'm telling you guys.
I'm with it. I you know, yeah, you're the longest reigning champion. And even I sat there like, what? And then he's like, yeah, you're the longest reigning Universal Champion in history. I was like, oh, ha, I get it.
You know,
so
that was the dumbest line I've ever heard. That is, did you guys notice the shirt that Kevin Owens is wearing?
No,
what is he wearing?
I haven't looked at the TV yet.
It looks like a Monday Night Raw shirt, but it says, this is Kevin Owens' show.
Oh, okay. It looks like the old Raw logo.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, Jericho saying that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard him say. Next to no icon, I'm not giving you an autograph. That was the second.
Oh, that's just for punk. How could he say such a thing?
Yeah.
Welcome to Raw is Jericho.
I didn't mind that, but, you know, if Kevin Owens starts saying Raw is Owens, I'm going to be sick. Yeah.
Fight Owens, fight.
Fight Owens,
Kevin
fight.
Owens.
And, you know, I've always liked guys who have used their quote-unquote real names. I know I'm not sure if Kevin Owens is his actual real life, like his government name, but I've always liked guys who have had names that – it's what?
Kevin Steen. His last name is Steen.
Steen? So, see, I've always liked the guys who use names that sound like it could actually be their, you know, their real name.
Kind of like Daniel Bryan's real name is reverse.
Yeah.
What is it?
Bryan Danielson.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys know how that started, right? Eric Bischoff started that. Eric Bischoff, when he took over WCW, he said, there's going to be no more gimmick names. Everybody's going to be using their real name. Hence, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
Ah.
And then the WWE started doing that, and the only one that really kept his gimmick name was The Undertaker. And Shawn Michaels, because Michael Hickenbottom just doesn't sound like a wrestler.
Yes, but as soon as Undertaker was, that's
can't hear you. You're cutting out.
Oh, I said, as big as The Undertaker was at that time, and with the storyline that he had going as the Prince of Darkness at that time, you're not just going to change him to Mark Calloway out of the blue. You know, he kind of gets grandfathered in, you know?
Right.
So,
but I'm sure you remember.
I'm surprised that when he came back as the American Badass, he didn't go to his real name. He stayed out.
I liked him as the American Badass, you know. Then when he came back as the old school Undertaker, you know. But I kind of started souring on the Undertaker gimmick when he came with just like the Mohawk thing with the, you know, when he came back for the, what was it, the ninth time, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyways,
speaking of recapping earlier, I remember what you guys said earlier about Mick Foley. I think this is the beginning of the end of Mick. I think Triple H comes back. If he comes back fully heel, Clash of Champions, and there goes Steph meaning firing Mick after that.
Well, do you think that they planned that, or that they're actually it's not working out the way that they thought? Or do you think the plan was from the beginning for Mick only to last a couple months until Triple H got healthy, or do you think that they're not? They don't like the direction of the show, and they're like, "Hey, sorry, Mick,
it's
not working."
I think the plan was for Mick. I think the plan was for Mick to hold it down until Triple H got healthy. Because I'm not sure if you've seen the videos posting around the internet of Triple H working out real hard for a comeback, trying to get back in the ring a little bit more than the normal part time he's been doing the last couple of years. I saw that workout video.
I think it was named Pansy on Ice.
It was pretty good, pretty impressive. But I think what happened with Finn set up the motions, you know, a little earlier than expected. I think the Seth Rollins feud wasn't probably going to happen until maybe Rumble time, but now because of Finn, they went ahead and fast-forwarded to now. So it kind of, it's going to work out all in the end.
Hmm. You know, it makes a valid point, but Triple H wouldn't come back as like a full-time fighter though, would he?
No.
No. Just, he would just come in to, He'd become the new GM, and then he would just go in the ring and screw people. That's why I liked it when they had
when they announced Mick Foley, because Mick Foley was never going to do that. Right. Now, with Triple H coming back, you know they're going to do that all the time.
True.
You know what I think is going to happen? I'll give it by the beginning of next year. Mick Foley is going to get fired. Daniel Bryan's going to get back in the ring. Mick Foley's going to go over to SmackDown and be with Shane.
You think?
I think so.
You know, I would actually, honestly, be okay with that. That would not,
you know,
not bother
that
me.
That sounds like it's right on. You know, that sounds like
I
that
see that.
Exactly happen. And like I say, because the WWE writers are listening to us right now, it is going to happen.
There you go.
Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt tonight? No, oh, wait, that's a backlash.
That's tomorrow
okay.
night. Oh, well, yeah. Now, Bray Wyatt is doing, how is it Bray Wyatt is doing sort of the thing now that that Randy Orton used to do? Bray Wyatt's trying to do the whole Legend Killer thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he started out with...
I don't know how you guys feel about that.
It's really not... Bray Wyatt's really not, you know... He's Randy Orton did that perfectly. You know, he had the look, he had the attitude, but Bray Wyatt with his whole, you know, outback hillbilly, kiss him on the forehead before you put him on your. I mean, you know, I would hope they would not do that.
I
have a prediction for Backlash. We're going to see Sister Abigail.
You're going to finally see who she is?
I think so. I think.
I wonder who they're going to have.
Who's
going to
be? I think it's going to be his real-life sister.
Oh, really?
But
yeah.
is she going to be, like, in the ring? Like, is she going to be a wrestling force? Or is she going to be more like a manager for him?
Probably both. She could play both because she does wrestle. So she could be, it could be both.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you guys a I'm gonna look for a picture and send you guys. And you guys will
know.
You
have a picture
think.
Of Sister Abigail?
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first.
I have a picture of his actual sister, who I think they're gonna get to play Sister Abigail.
IRS's daughter.
Yep.
Very strange. Or it could even be very wonderful.
Jason's been correct on this stuff before. So, you know, it's definitely something that's not completely, you know, it's not something that's completely out in left field. I mean, it's definitely something that I could see happening at some point or another. So, you know. Yeah,
Sister,
I'll take it for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
think it'd be cool,
no,
but
I think SmackDown needs
yeah.
a little shot. You know, a little shot because I think this whole Kevin Owens Triple H thing has sucked up all the momentum that SmackDown's been building as a brand. They need something.
Well, let me ask you guys this then.
Ask away.
It'll be a two-part question. Do you guys think the brand split is working right now, or should it go back to the way it was? And who is winning out every week, Raw or SmackDown, or is it been split? Three-part question.
I think it's been good. I think the brand split's been good because guys like Kevin Owens, guys like AJ Styles, winning
their chances, yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't have gotten these chances that they've gotten now. And I would say it's been like 5 weeks since the brand split. I say it's 4-1 SmackDown. I think SmackDown's been the better show up until last week where, you know, everything just changed on Raw.
But wasn't that the different chances that we thought was going to happen? Like, what, didn't we say that was their plan anyway, to sort of bring more interest around SmackDown for a couple months?
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, even if, Icon, even if we felt that the brand split wasn't working, WWE has way too much pride and way too much, I'll go as far as to say arrogance, to cut it this soon. Because it worked.
Well, no, I don't think they cut it, no.
Yeah, because it worked right away in 02, and then it got stale. But even when it got stale, they were like, no, we're going to do this. Like, we chopped up our whole roster, you know, we're rolling with this. So, you know, I think that we're going to, you know, we're not going to see it go back to normal. If it does go back to normal, I mean, I think we're going to see 20, I think it's going to be out of the 20 teams before we see them go back to normal, if they do it all.
I'll be shocked if they do it anytime soon.
No,
I think
yeah,
we'll get
too,
another
because...
draft before they do a, you know, we'll get another draft before they pull the plug.
Well, that's what they did a couple of times. When it got stale back in the day when they first did it, when they got stale, they did the draft lottery, and then they got to a point where they did it seemingly every year. They would shake things up
right.
with the draft. So, you know, who knows? I mean, that's...
Which I would think I can't wait. I thought the talent overall was better back then,
but you know, again, I'm always going to be a narc for the Attitude Era, so or a mark rather, not a narc, a mark for the Attitude Era. So I always the talent is growing on me that they've got now, and you know, I think a draft could shake things up, could make things interesting, and it could really be good for both, you know, both brands and both companies. But let it rock right now because. You know, we're in the both storylines. Now we're following both shows. We're following storylines of both shows. And to just plunge people randomly into other storylines with other wrestlers that they're not necessarily, that they haven't necessarily been building up with might be confusing right now. So I would just roll with it for the time being and then see where it goes from there.
Hey, speaking of current roster splits, you know, there's also been many rumors going around about others wrestling returning, like Kurt Angle, Bill Goldberg, you know. I would like them not to be rumors. I would love to see Kurt Angle come back, and I would love to see Goldberg come back. And if they do, what shows would they fit on?
Well, Goldberg would have to go to Raw.
Right. You were
and I wouldn't
there,
mind. I wouldn't mind Kurt Angle. Actually, you know, being you know, I'm pretty sure you guys used to watch TNA back in the day. Kurt Angle and AJ Styles used to have some great matches in the, you know, in the mid early 2000s.
Yep.
See, I'll probably put those guys on those shows.
Okay, so Kevin Owens just won this match, and we did not see an interference until right now.
Oh, Roman Reigns.
I said Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins were both going to come on. Now, which proves my point, there's got to be a WWE writer listening to our show, and they're stealing all our ideas. We should be getting residuals for this stuff.
So are we going to get two-thirds of the Shield versus the Canadian DX?
The Canadian DX.
Canadian DX.
Okay, yeah, Kevin Owens being the little bitch that he is. I like that, though. That's the heel. I like heel, you know, being healed and not fighting. Wait a minute. Now here comes Jericho.
And then guess who else is going to show up?
Yeah, don't even tell me they're going to set up a tag match here.
Yep.
Yes, they are.
Meaning,
well,
like,
you need someone to start next week. You're competing with Monday. You're competing with Monday Night Football, so. Oh, come on, Foley.
You mean Foley's coming out? Okay, now I'm just seeing Jericho come out right now, so that's how far of a delay it is.
Wow, it's really great.
I guess it's like a 10-second delay then. But I'll tell you what, I always have loved Mick Foley's theme song, though.
Oh.
The fast one?
Yeah.
So, guys, this is going to be a one-on-one thing here. We already know what they're setting up. They're setting up an interference in that match by Seth Rollins, and like we said, the Shield, you know, returning and reuniting and whatever. So, I don't think that's too far-fetched of an idea. I didn't think it was too far-fetched of an idea when I originally came up with it. So, you know, who knows? Who the hell knows? I mean, I really do like the unpredictability so far, because like, I didn't know that Foley was going to be the one coming out. I thought for sure we were going to see a Seth Rollins interference. Like, as soon as I saw Roman Reigns, I was like, oh, yep, here we go, you know. Here comes Seth Rollins in the Shield, but I guess I was wrong, so I like it.
Hey, and I like how Chris Jericho just got a receipt for his trouble.
Oh, no.
Where the hell is Rusev?
Rusev? He's still wiping the cake off Alana's face.
Buff. And what am I doing that?
Yeah, you would. You wouldn't do that. Lana's not that great.
All right, so now Raw has ended. On a scale of 1 to 10, boys, how would you rank tonight's show on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, 6 or 7. I mean, nothing. That opening segment was really dramatic. But after that, you know, nothing really happened that, you know, really drew me in, other than that opening segment.
I'd give it a solid 6.5, almost a 7. Because it diminished to me with what they did with the whole Sasha Banks thing. That kind of took it out a little bit for me, but
Now, this week presents its first interesting challenge, because now you have a Raw show that wasn't really so great, and now you have a SmackDown Go Home show that's leading up to a pay-per-view. So you would assume SmackDown's going to have a better show tomorrow compared to Raw. Yeah, sure, too.
Well, SmackDown should be good tomorrow night. You know. What is their main event?
Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles. For the title.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Alright.
I think Dean holds on to the belt.
Hey, Chris, you're kind of muffled and breaking up here.
I said I like both those guys, both young talent. You know, I'm with both of them on that. I enjoy both of them. So, I didn't like that they gave Wickham at the last one. I like the fact that they just did the AJ here. So, like I said, I'll take it.
You know, and the other thing is, of course, you know, you can definitely tell that they're going with the youth movement, so that's why more younger talent are getting all these title shots, you know. I mean, I think that's one of the main reasons why Kevin Owens got the belt instead of anybody else. What do you guys?
So let me ask you this, guys. Is it is it one of those things where you guys feel like what they're doing so far is working? Or do you feel like, you know, the young kids who never knew maybe what wrestling was the way we know it, and the way that, you know, we grew up on, they're fine with it. But do you think, are you guys thinking that, you know, storyline-wise and dramatics-wise and things like that, they're trending sort of giving us a little something growing up as wrestling fans to be excited about too? Or do you feel that the wrestling we knew and loved is pretty much forever gone, and we're going to have to just suck it up and like the brand that they're coming up with here?
Yeah, we'll never get back what we had before. When the Attitude Era
ended, I'm not talking chair shots and blood and all that. I'm just talking like from a storyline, keep you on the edge of your seat type of deal, you know? Like,
no,
you know, the Attitude Era, you never knew what the hell was going to happen. I mean, they would do some of the most unpredictable, crazy stuff. You had no idea what was coming back then. And you don't think we're going to see that again?
No.
And, you know, a lot of people trash him. Well, one of the biggest trashers of him was Jim Cornette. But, you know, a lot of people don't like Vince Russo. Hell, I think some of the most entertaining television WWE put on was during the Vince Russo era. Honestly, a lot of people don't like him, but I really honestly thought that was some of the time I enjoyed the most.
Well, I never had a problem with Vince Russo. The only time I had a problem with him was when he went to WCW, you know, and he didn't have, you know, and they gave him control, and he didn't have a filter to, you know, for anything, you know.
Oh,
but,
yeah, that's true.
But when he was with the WWE, sure, it was great. Then he goes to WCW, then they had everything on a pole match, Viagra on a pole, Pinata on a pole, Judy Bagwell on a, well, she was on a forklift, but.
Forklift, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, some of his decisions at WCW were just bad.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, WCW, a lot of people attribute Vince Russo, unfortunately, he gets the negative connotation here. A lot of people blame Vince Russo for the downfall and blame him for ruining WCW. And I don't know if I'd go that far, honestly.
I would.
Yeah?
I think he did ruin WCW, you know. Cause
you don't think Bischoff had anything to do with that at all?
Well, no, because as soon as he joined WCW, the ratings went in the tank right away. And, they brought him up a little bit, then they fired him, then they brought Bischoff back, and then they brought Vince Russo back to work together. That didn't work. And, the ratings for WCW weren't there. And then, people said, hey, we're not going to put this money in this show anymore. We're not going to be the wrestling channel anymore. So, you know. And then also what didn't help WCW is when AOL bought Time Warner. That didn't help either. But I think Vince Russo was the starting point of the death of WCW. Because when he took over and they were having all these stupid matches, I didn't even watch anymore. I just switched over to WWE and stayed there.
It's just like good entertainment and good television, because what both companies were putting on under Vince Russo wasn't necessarily good wrestling. In fact, I think a lot of people would say that from a point 97 to 2000, WWE was terrible from a pure wrestling standpoint. But entertainment-wise, was good. They entertained the hell out of everybody. And that's really what their job was. They were called sports entertainment. And I think Vince Russo could have probably at that time gotten a job, you know, if TV shows, and Jason, you watch, you know, you're trendy, you're up with a lot of the new trends in TV and stuff. If Vince Russo were, like, let's say he was in his prime today, Vince Russo could get a job on, like, any network television TV show today, because he understands what's entertaining. And he might not understand the wrestling business, but Vince Russo knew how to keep people tuning in every week just to see what the hell was going to happen. And that's, I think, what sports entertainment is supposed to be. And that's sort of why I think, and I think that's sort of why WWE was so successful. Seeing Stone Cold Steve Austin drive a Zamboni into the ring and jump off his and you know, seeing, you know, people
the beer truck.
Yeah, the beer truck. Yeah, the beer truck, just people put into dumpsters and make up the game. You know, as gross as it was, the Mae Young hands thing and all that. It was just like, you never know what the hell is going to happen. And, you know, that is what I think kept people. I don't think back then, I could be back. I've been wrong before, and I wouldn't be mad if you called me wrong again. But I think that that's really what kept people interested. People weren't watching WWE or back then it was WWF. People weren't watching it for the pure wrestling part of it, unless they were real hardcore wrestling fans. They were watching it to be entertained. They were watching it to be entertained every Monday night, and that's what they were. So in a way, I think that it was successful. I think that everything he did was a success. And, you know, guys like Jim Cornette, who were born and raised in the wrestling industry, in the wrestling business, and who are pure wrestlers and wrestling fans, obviously aren't going to like it. But people who just wanted to be entertained, well, hell yeah, they were definitely entertained. I was entertained, you know, and I'm still entertained. I'm going back watching old WWE Network clips right now. I'm on the year 2003 currently, and I'm still thoroughly entertained. I still can't watch just one episode of. Now, I know that this isn't Russo. He wasn't around anymore by 03, but I still can't watch one episode at a time. I got to watch one and be like, oh, geez, what's going to happen next week? All right, you know what? I got time. I'll watch one more. You know, and it still keeps me on the edge of my seat. Right now, there's times when I'm watching Raw when I'm practically, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but I'm practically praying for it to be over. You know, and that never used to be that way with me. So that's why I think what Vince Russo did was actually a success, despite him being attributed to massive failures in the industry.
Yeah, see, that's why back in the day when they had the Attitude Era, I wish Raw was on for 3 hours, but it was only on for two.
Yeah.
And with commercials, it was like an hour and 20.
Yeah,
you know?
And, you know, I was always screaming for more. Then they had SmackDown. Then you'd have to wait till SmackDown to see what was going to happen next. But now that they, you know, and then I stopped watching SmackDown when they split the brand. But now I'm watching SmackDown again because I think it's been a more interesting show, with the exception last week.
I think that they should go back to on SmackDown. I really liked the, you know, the big fist coming out of the top of the Titantron. I really liked that. They should go back to that.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Oh, I liked that one. That was a good logo.
Yeah, that was my big. That was a fan of that. And I definitely think for the first time ever, other than 2006 to 2008 when JR was there, I think SmackDown has a better announced team. For once.
They do.
And, that's a shame because to have JBL in the word best in the same sentence when it comes to announcing it is a shame, but I think it is.
Of course, you guys know how I feel about JBL, but, you know.
Hey, you love
him.
He's your favorite.
Yeah, right. I got to give credit where credit is due. SmackDown does have a better announce team. You know, I still wish they wouldn't have got rid of JR. Jerry Lawler. I mean, his one-liners were so good.
Puppies!
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Like the one.
Yeah, but he was.
One-liner
he was.
Earlier, I was trying
he had
to
a lot of personal
JR
stuff going on. Yeah, but his personal life had begun to affect his work life, and that's what they didn't want. So I think that's why they did it. I mean, he's got a lot of shit going on, you know, outside of the company that they, you know, probably didn't want to have to deal with. So that's why. I understand it. From a business standpoint, unfortunately, I understand it. But does suck to see him go, though. He was really the last. He was the last real, besides Jericho and some of these old part-timers, he was the last real Attitude Era staple. And, you know, obviously now he's gone, so. But. So you guys think we're going to see another Undertaker match this year? Who's it going to be?
Sting.
Sting?
I don't know.
Sting has said, and I've been following his tweets too, and I don't know if you, I know you guys don't Twitter, but Sting has stated that he has unfinished business in the WWE, and he wants his last match to be against The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and that would just solidify everything, because as you guys know, Sting stayed with WCW his whole career, and The Undertaker almost all his career. And neither of them jumped when they had the opportunity to. That's why that would be a perfect match for WrestleMania. That, and that's why Sting wants it.
Did you guys? I think that match would be like watching something. You know, like when you rewind something in 1x and it's like slow motion. That's what I think that match would be like. I mean, both of those guys are, you know, it's going to be like watching something, you know, in the Matrix. Slow motion.
You can say it to both middle-aged old men. You can say it.
Yeah, it's going to be like the geriatric convention is what it's going to be like.
You really think the match would be that bad?
I don't think it would be bad. I never said the word bad never left my mouth. I just think it would be slow-paced, and with a unfortunate tendency to possibly be boring. And I think that would really hurt the legacy of both those guys, because you don't want the final match, presumably, for both of those legends to have to put people to sleep. You know, you don't want that. But I just think that, you know, both of those guys, if they feel medically and physically that they can hang with somebody a little younger, I know Undertaker can. He's done it the last 5 years, but Sting obviously showed he can. He got hurt. But if those guys feel like they can hang with somebody a little younger, I think you need somebody a little younger and a little quicker to pick the pace up a little bit and speed the match up and do some of that high-flying stuff and do some of that crazy stuff, like, you know, the Undertaker-Shane thing. You know, I know Shane's not exactly much younger, but he's that high flyer and he's got the energy and he keeps everybody on edge and on their toes. I think you need that. If you have two guys that move in slow motion and really can't do their movesets anymore, it has a tendency for people to turn it off, and for both of those two guys to have their final matches ever get turned off would be a damn shame. So that's just my take.
Well, now that you put it that way,
just my take.
Well, I guess that does make more sense than I thought it would. But,
yeah, I mean, like I said, I could be off base with this. I don't know, but I just, that would be me. I would initially be interested in seeing it, and initially be thinking to myself, ooh, you know, that's a big match. Like, I'd love to see that, and then probably halfway through be like, ugh, what the hell was I thinking? You know, I'm just assuming would be what I would be thinking during it, and I don't want to think that because I love both those guys. So,
and you know, I've always wanted to see those two have a match, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody has. In fact, they were chanting one more match at both of them when they both left their last matches last time. So,
yep.
You know, we might see it. We probably won't, but we might. And you know, if we do, great. I'll try as hard as I can to, you know, take a couple Red Bulls before the match and try to keep myself up. But again, you know, who the hell knows?
I wouldn't mind seeing Undertaker wrestle Braun Strowman, something like that.
Hey, Strowman? Speaking of,
are you trying to kill the old man?
Well, you know, speaking of Strowman. He had a match tonight with, what was it, Sin Cara?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, so here's the deal. They got him in matches where he's wrestling guys wearing a mask, and then he's pulling the mask off. He didn't do it tonight. He did last. Why?
But he didn't do it tonight because the crowd room.
Continental champion, and he was bringing out the Hunkamita. Now, I have been champion for 3 weeks. Now, and then it was, what was it? Delta Honka Perfect. I mean, he was at least entertaining. Ron Strowman is not entertaining, you know?
No?
No, he's not. I don't think so, because he's... I thought he was entertaining when he was with the Wyatt family, the full Wyatt family. Now I think it's just what they're doing with him is just idiotic and stupid, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, I can see it, for sure. Faux show.
Yeah.
Faux show. But, you know, they have their reasons. Like, they have reasons for everything else. So I'm assuming, I mean, to me, you know, my logic behind why they're doing it with jobbers makes total sense. That one of them, one of these days is gonna get a win, and therefore is gonna end up earning a contract, and it's gonna be like the next Cena Bella type of thing. That makes the most sense to me. But again, I've been wrong before. I'm actually wrong frequently. So, you know, who knows? But that to me, that's just what I think.
You know, and another good question is, like, if anybody cares about them, which I really don't, they can stay off TV for the rest of their lives. But when do you think we'll see, like, Big Show and Kane return, if ever?
Well, Kane's been wrestling last night. He was on last week.
Yeah,
he
Kane was on SmackDown, and I know that what's his name there? I know that
Big Show.
Yeah. Has a match. He's supposed to fight Shaq at WrestleMania. He's already scheduled.
Oh,
yeah. So.
Oh, hey, that's going to be a big match, you know.
It's going to be a gimmick match, just like the Floyd Mayweather-Shaq thing was.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not going to be as good a match as Bam Bam Bigelow versus Lawrence Taylor. It'll probably be more like...
that was a good match. Yeah, Bam Bam lost. No, he won.
And then Bam Bam became a face after that. It'll probably be more like Jay Leno versus Eric Bischoff Jay Leno and Diamond Dallas Page versus Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman. That's the kind of match it's going to be like. Stupid and irrelevant and not needed.
Dennis Rodman, oh boy, I remember Dennis Rodman.
And to be honest with you, I still have no idea what even made that match come about. Does anybody know? Does anybody care?
No, I don't. I don't think so. No, I don't think that they do. I don't think that they do. Oh, I'm one more thing here. I'm just typing out notes here. I don't know. I do miss those gimmick matches though. I really, really, really do. And I would really, really, really like to see something relatively entertaining in the near future. But again, you know, they don't always listen to me. In fact, most of the time they don't listen to me, so you know, I'll just take what I can get.
But I will say this, though. Raw has been a lot better since they did the brand split than compared to when the three of us were able to predict what was going to happen every week, you know?
Yeah.
True. I'm with it.
Speaking about giving matches real quick.
Do what?
No, I was going to say, speaking about giving matches real quick. So he's finally making his UFC debut on the Saturday.
Yeah, Icon and I were saying, part of me wants him to, like, go out there and win, you know, like, win one for the Gipper kind of a thing. But part of me also kind of wants him to lose.
I would like to see him lose. That way he'd be forced to
trying to get back to the WWE, you know?
If they would take him back, you know, that way we might
get
AJ.
Yeah, true.
I want him to win only off the strength of you don't want people like Conor McGregor and others start taking shots at professional wrestlers. So I feel like he has to go out there and defend the honor, oh, to some degree.
What weight class is CM Punk going to be in McGregor's division? Like, would he get a chance to fight McGregor?
He's fighting at 175, so. You know, if Punk wanted to drop down in weight or McGregor wanted to stay at 170, they could possibly have a fight down the line. It wouldn't be a wise fight, but they could happen.
Do you think that there's any chance ever in the history of fighting that we as fans will get to see the lovely, lovely event of a Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather?
No, I don't think that's happening.
No.
Never.
No.
Why not?
Only because these two guys love money and they will never agree on a purse. Look how long it took McGregor. Look how long it took Floyd and Pac-Man to agree on a purse.
Yeah, I'm with it. But I think that, I honestly really think that, that, you know, those two, pound for pound, are the best fighters in the world, and I think that, you know, that would be the best way to settle it. Because they all want to talk shit, you know, they all want to, you know, talk about how they're the best and how the other one sucks. And, you know, I played with McGregor. In fact, you know what, I'll play it again real quick. I don't know if Icon's heard it. Icon, this is why I asked the question. You have heard it? I played it for you?
I have not heard. Go ahead.
Oh, you have not? Here.
Weather real?
I'll play
is
it
that,
for you.
Is that, are you just
I hear the boy. I hear the boy talking. The leak came out, and it was him that leaked the rumor. And I said, he gets $100 million, I get $7 million. That's a pay cut to me. I don't take pay cuts. I thought boxing was where the money was at. The $7 million is absolutely laughable. He's talking $100 million. I'm also talking $100 million. I'm 27 years of age, and I'm just about halfway through a $100 million contract. At 27 years of age, Floyd Mayweather was on Oscar De La Hoya's undercard. So compare that. Who doesn't want to conquer both worlds? He's getting old now. You know, I have the size, I have the reach, I have the height. I have the youth. He needs me. I don't need him. That's the truth of it. Who else can he fight? He fights someone else in the boxing realm, and it's like, all of a sudden, the pay goes from $100 million to $15 million. So, he needs me. So, if he wants to talk, we can talk. But it's me who's in control here.
If this really took place, you're talking about boxing. Boxing as we know it.
Again, I don't really care about rules. He can make all the rules he wants, you know. I know he would not want to fight in a mixed martial arts contest, in a true fight. If you want to fight in a limited fight, that's no problem. We can do that. I will set aside many other forms of fighting that I practice in, and I will focus on one particular craft. I'm in the game of spinning plates. I'm spinning a boxing plate. I'm spinning a taekwondo plate. I'm spinning a jiu-jitsu plate. I'm spinning a freestyle wrestling plate, a karate plate. There's so many spinning plates in this game. If I was to just put all them down and have one boxing plate spinning, it would be like a load off my shoulders.
Are you as hungry as ever to prove yourself again?
You know, there's something burning in me. I feel like my gut has been emptied again. I don't let anything outside interfere with it. As you can tell, as all of that stuff blew up, I am very focused on returning 100%.
Twitter would melt if McGregor and Mayweather ever fought. So McGregor has been UFC's biggest star.
So there we go. So I really honestly feel
that's
like McGregor had some big words for him there.
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, do you guys think if they did go at it, would that be like a dream match, would you say?
Yeah.
Or am I reading too much into that?
It depends on whose condition, who terms you're fighting. If they're fighting in a boxing, not really. They fought MMA, it would be an awesome dream match. To see Floyd take a knee.
Yeah, but I don't think McGregor would ever do that because of the ego. McGregor, I don't think he would ever do anything with him where he could risk losing.
Yeah.
You know, at least if they fought in the boxing realm, he would feel more comfortable. He would feel more in his elements. And then if he lost, he would obviously, you know, he lost the better fighter. But if he went down to McGregor's realm and lost in an MMA match, well then, you know, he could have all the excuses in the world. You know? So he could
How about having
like one of each? Well, they're both, he's getting old now. I don't know. I mean, how much stamina do you think McGregor has? Oh, not McGregor, excuse me. Mayweather.
Right. I mean, that would be a cool match to see. I mean, I'd love to see it, you know. But
I would love to see it, too. Unfortunately, we probably never will, but I would love to see it.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for today. I don't have anything else. If you guys have anything else you want to bring up or any other topics that you feel need to be covered that we didn't get to today, you know, feel free to bring them up. But if not, you know, I'm going to be putting a show together for Sports Roundup tomorrow. Jason Brianna is going to be calling in, so I don't know what time she's going to be calling in, but she says that she is, so hopefully she does that. I need to pack up so that I can head home after we're done with our drinking and all of our stuff for tonight. So tomorrow's show is probably going to be a little rough. It's going to be hungover, but you know what? It happens. It happens sometimes. So this was Off the Ropes, another great show, taking us to another mediocre Raw, but it's always fun going through the airwaves with you guys and going through the end of Raw with you guys, and I look forward to it every week. So, you know, hopefully we can have a good SmackDown, and we can talk a little bit about it. And hopefully next week on the show we'll have some good storylines to lay out for you. So until next time, this is your boy Swigs. We got the Icon with us, Sexual Chocolate, the Black Buddha, Jason. Make sure you check out his blog as well. We will see you next week.
Dead Man Walking.
You've done it now.
You've done it, made a big mistake,
and I can't allow
you to think you can just walk away.
So turn around
and face the piper you're gonna pay.
'Cause the end is now.
This is gonna be a grand day.
A cheap shot,
that's the way that you play the game.
I was blind.
Finish last.
What's that?